It's election day in Ontario, and Newmarket Aurora voters are heading to the polls to have their say on who should their next MPP and premier. Polls open at 9 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. on Thursday, June 2. To vote, you must be at least 18 years old, a citizen, an Ontario resident and be able to provide your identity and address. You can use a voting information card you receive in the mail as identification at your polling location. If you do not have one, you can vote by bringing a piece of identification showing both your name and current residential address to a polling location. If you have a voter information card, you need to show one piece of identification with your name, which could be a piece of government documentation, a driver's license, or a debit or credit card, bank statement, or pay statement. Similar documentation can be used if you do not have a voter information card but will require it to have both your name and address. A full list of usable documents is available on the Elections Ontario website. If you are unsure of where to vote, you can find your polling station information by inputting your postal code here. You can make sure you are registered at eregistration.elections.on.ca, but you can also add yourself to the list when you go to vote. You can also download the Elections Ontario app to get voting information. Newmarket Aurora has 7 candidates and will elect a new MPP after incumbent Conservative Christine Elliott opted not to run. The candidates include Ivona Chernetska, New Blue Yuri Dubojsky, Ontario Moderate Party Don Gallagher Murphy, PC Party of Ontario Dennis Heng, Ontario NDP Krista McKenzie, Ontario Party Carolina Rodriguez, Green Party of Ontario Sylvain Roy, Ontario Liberal Party. You can find Newmarket Today election coverage at newmarkettoday.ca/2022-ontario-votes. Included are stories about local issues, candidate profiles and questionnaires, as well as coverage of prior local debates. After polls close, check Newmarket Today for live local results and coverage.